When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined as always by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum. Yeah, today.
It's me on the keys this week, you fucking dirty rat.
Today on the podcast, we got our number one guest, Carmen Christopher, and
it's
our
number on the keys.
And
it's
our number
on the keys,
one audience member, Rodney Barry.
You understand?
We're going to be talking about the Avengers and some other crap. So get sit down in your chair, turn the crap up, and take a listen.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What? Hit it, Clay.
Hey, what? What do we do?
Hit the keys.
Hit the keys, okay.
Man, turn. Is there a way to make this louder?
It's really loud in my headphones.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
Do you not hear it? Mess with the knobs, my dude.
It's pretty quiet in my headphones.
Yeah, it's not pretty loud on mine.
Okay. Whatever. As long as it's loud in yours, it's good. So, what's up? My name is Whitmer Thomas. I was born in 1988 to a brother and a mom and a dad.
What are you doing?
What?
What is this?
He's giving you his origin.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I just realized that people don't know when I was born. This podcast.
They also don't know that he has a brother.
Also, I'm not born in 1988 because we decided yesterday that me and you are between the ages of 7 and 11. And Rod's actually our babysitter.
I'm illegal.
You're what?
I'm illegal.
Because you're nubile?
You can't see me naked. That's illegal.
I can because I'm also your same age.
That's why we show each other.
That's illegal?
We take pictures of our weenies and we send them back to each other. And the cops can't do a damn thing. We can do it right in front of the police.
I guess as your babysitter, I would say don't do that.
But we're children.
Yeah.
Together.
So you would take it to court and you would have egg all over your face because they would say what they're doing is completely legal.
Right, we're a couple of bros hanging out looking at each other.
I'm just saying, like, maybe just don't send them to each other.
If I'm sick of my seven,
he mails it to me.
I mail it to him. Snail mail.
That's worse.
Snail mail, dude.
Yeah, it's worse if the mailman who's legal opens it up and he takes a look at my weenie.
I'm a baby.
Illegal.
I'm basically a baby, which means I can legally whoop your ass and you can't do nothing about it. Yeah. So you better watch out.
I mean, I'm like not that much older than you.
This is what he could do.
No, you are. You're in your 20s at least.
I'm 14.
Can I explain something to you?
No, you're not.
Rod, wait, can you slow down for a second?
What?
Let me explain one thing to you, okay?
What's
Keep
up?
Your ears wide open.
You got it.
Are you explaining this to Rod or to me?
No, because you know.
Oh.
I know. Rod doesn't know. Rod, under Trump's America and the laws that he wrote, I can grease up a weenie, take a picture of it, my 7-year-old weenie.
Uh-huh.
I can mail that weenie to Whit. Whit can open it up, look at it, like it, and then whoop your ass.
Yeah.
You understand?
Because of my age, and you can't do shit.
I don't know. You know what me and Whit do?
This tracks.
What?
This is what me and Whit do when we're behind the scenes.
What?
Other than take pictures of your weenies.
No, this is exactly what we do.
I don't know what's going on.
I can't hear that. God damn it.
That's very quiet.
Well, the audience got something that we don't get here. So,
what was that noise?
It was the sound of our cameras going off like cram.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Let's turn it up louder. I can't hear it at all. Whatever. All that matters right now is that we have a number one guest on the podcast, and his name is Carmen Christopher, all the way from New York City.
Yo, what's up, LA? Solo show, March 17th, Lyric Hyperium at 8 p.m. Come through. Tickets are $8.
Yeah, get it early.
Our boy Carmen Christopher is known for his comedy, and he's known for doing his comedy show on May 17th at the Lyric Hyperium.
Most famous for that.
Shit's going to be popping. Tickets are going fast. Hurry up.
Carmen, if you could, would you mind doing, do you don't have to tell us one of your jokes, but could you tell us like the cadence of the style?
Yeah. So I'll be doing this, 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 this. boom, hit him with the bomb. And then it fucking laughs.
I'm just laughing. That's good, man.
That's good stuff.
I'm currently laughing.
Okay, cool. Well, we all of us together went to see a movie recently, which we all went and saw at the, what theater did we go to?
Back at Chad's house.
Back at Chad's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the Back at Chad's house 14 in Burbank. And I love the Back at Chad's house because they let you bring beer into the theater.
Yeah.
And their dads don't say a damn thing.
Yeah. They're what?
Their dads.
What about
the managers?
Dad?
I'm sorry.
Chad has a few dads.
Wait, are you saying Chad's house? Back of Chad? Oh, I've always thought the theater was... It's called Back of Chad's house.
Back of Chad's.
I thought the theater was called Back of Chad's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why you had to go through a living room.
Oh, now I'm just now thinking about that, and it does make a lot of sense. So we went back of Chad's house, and we watched the Avengers movie. Dad's let us bring beer, even though we're all minors except for Rod. And it was... Let's just go ahead and start with what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're all having fun seeing this movie together.
Sure.
And it opens up, we got the end of the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and they find Thanos because they're pissed
off
at
Thanos?
Him. Thanos is Purple Man.
He snapped.
Who's the Purple Man?
He's Purple Man and he's big and he snaps. And he snapped and killed half the world. And then they get pissed off by that.
One time I was Purple Man.
When?
When I was a little kid, I choked on a hot dog.
And you turned purple?
Yeah.
Did you snap?
I didn't snap. I went straight to the ER.
You could have been Thanos.
Do you remember it?
I don't remember it. This is the thing my mom tells me.
How do you know she's not lying?
She is a liar.
Yeah, all right. So Thanos snapped and he killed half the world. And then we cut to Thor and he's pissed off. He chops his head off. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then they all fight Thanos at the very end of the movie.
What are you talking about?
This is so in the beginning they fight Thanos.
Yeah. And then at
and
the
they kill
end
him.
They so they Thanos has four or five different stones called Infinity Stones.
Right.
And these things make stuff do whatever it wants.
He could do whatever he wants with it.
Carmen, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. The Infinity Stones are kind of like the catalyst of what's pushing the story forward because
we're all
trying to get these things.
Carmen knows.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have stones like the Reality Stone.
Right.
They have stones like the Time Stone. What's another stone, Carmen?
Well, I want to kind of talk about the Reality and the Time Stone.
Okay.
Obviously, we know what those are.
Yeah.
The Reality is Reality and the Time Stone. And then the other stones are like, they're things that like do matter, you know? And it's like, but the whole movie is like, those are the four stones that are going to predict the outcome. So it's like, we want to keep.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah, yeah, please.
When we were watching the movie, I did notice Carmen was the only one taking notes.
Yeah, he was writing all this shit down.
Well, because I was like, I'm on the first time podcast guy on this thing I created, Forever Dog. I was like, I might as well do good on the podcast.
Oh, right. I forgot to mention that you created Forever Dog.
Yeah, I was just...
You are Carmen Forever Dog Christopher.
That's correct.
And how did that happen again?
It was... Well, I actually saw you guys first. I saw a Power Violence show, and I was like, that should be a podcast.
Oh yeah, what were we doing?
You guys were talking about movies.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what? I got me and all my loser friends together, and I was like, you know what? Let's make that a podcast.
And so, you were already called Forever Dog.
Yeah.
Why?
So I was like, because people would be like, yo, how long are you going to be hustling for? And I'd be like, Forever Dog. Yeah. And so people would just be like, Forever Dog.
When I first saw him, they would ask him that all the time. He would say Forever Dog. And they would get on all fours and start barking.
Yeah, that was like the thing in the streets is people would get on all fours when they saw you and start barking because they say, that's Forever
Dog. That's Forever Dog.
To be in his good graces, you must bark.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there was a lot of domestic violence because either one side decided they wouldn't bark. Yeah. And then the other side would beat them up.
They have to whip their ass.
Yeah. Which is not, you never supported.
Yeah, for sure. I don't fuck with that shit.
Okay, yeah.
But,
so what are we saying about the stones?
Well, yeah, I just like think that it was like a cool element by J.J. Abrams and the rest of the guys.
the boys.
Throw these into the mix. Like, he didn't write them. Well, this is a lot of things that people don't know is when they were making these films, a lot of what is going on is coming through J.J. Abrams.
Oh.
No, for real. Like, he is like a huge, he's got a thank you in the credits that might have got cut.
Yeah.
But he was like, if we're doing this, we're doing it with stones because like we need something that is like, because like how do these powers, like how do you explain the powers without the stones?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So Carmen's right. They got to get these stones. So they do get the stones when they chop Thanos' head off and now they got to hide the stones so that nobody ever.
You're not spoiling anything.
Yeah. This is like completely wrong.
What do you mean?
What's going on?
Well, there is a reality and there's a time stone and there's two more.
Yeah.
Thanos destroys the stones.
Right? No.
And then they got a time travel.
Yeah.
Right. There's is there a future stone? No, okay, cool.
It's confusing because and future.
There's many timelines in this movie, so you're probably thinking of a different timeline.
Speed stone is something too.
Uh-huh. And strength stone.
It sounds like Rod's just like mixed up or something.
Yeah, I think Rod's confused, but he was sort of right. They do have to go back in time to try to get the stones. So they go back in time and they do with Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Ant-Man's thing is that not only does he love ants, but the ants help him to get big and small.
Well, hey, I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which creates really good comedic beats. Because sometimes
I like the sound of part of that.
Sometimes he's like, I'm hungry, but this food is not enough. And then he shrinks himself, mm-hmm. and now he has enough food.
And now he has a huge turkey sub.
Yeah, he's got enough turkey sub to last him a lifetime.
Right.
And that's one of the better things about him. So they go back in time and get all
when he sees the turkey sub crumbs?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
They get all the stones, and then they get them onto the Hulk.
Right.
Because the Hulk is strong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he puts on the glove of the stones. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that makes him be able to snap. And when he snaps, Carmen, you know what I'm saying.
He goes green and big. And, you know, Lou Ferrigno was the original Hulk.
Yeah, for sure.
And then now they got Mark Ruffalo because he did well in that fucking church movie where the boys get assaulted.
Yeah, for sure.
So the whole thing with that is, like, you got to have the Hulk because, like, he's green and, like, green. Like, there is actually, like, a big book about this, about how, like, green in the Marvel world, like, just represents, like, being smart. And, like, if you watch Meet the Falkers, Robert De Niro's character, he asks Ben Stiller what his favorite color is, and he doesn't say green. He's like, oh, well, if you were smart, you would have said green. Yeah. So, like, Hulk, it's like you think of a strong guy, but he's actually smart.
Yeah. And that's what's good about him.
Right.
Yeah, so he's smart enough to know if I put this on, I can handle the energy.
Uh-huh.
So he snaps and brings back all the other guys who died in the other movie. And then now Thanos is pissed
who
off.
Who dies?
All the
other
Avengers.
We're talking Hellraiser. Yeah. We're talking Storm.
We're talking about Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. Technically, there's a good chance Ren and Stimpy and the Beetlejuice die and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that dude, Mr. Clean.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the two stupid dogs.
Yeah.
I really think that this Avengers is bad. Like, I think it's second place to Star Wars in the whole Marvel world.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. This Avengers is second place to Star Wars in the whole Marvel
universe.
Universe.
Well, you get the Marvel universe, you got Star Wars, you got the Mickey Mouse verse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's another song?
You got the cartoon verse, which is
The View
Askew. That's all the cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The View Askew verse.
Yeah, the View Askew verse.
You got NBA on TNT with Charles Barkley and Shaq.
Oh, yeah. Because sometimes they have, that's a whole universe.
They also have that.
They're always roasting each other.
Sometimes Shaq falls down. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Sometimes
they gotta fall far.
Yeah.
They sometimes have that TV show where they do DVDs on TV.
DVD on TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Was that on TBS or TNT?
Well, whatever happened is they now got all the Avengers to fight Thanos, who also has traveled in time somehow. And guess what?
What?
They whoop his ass.
How so?
With strength.
MMA force?
Yeah, some of them. Captain America grabs the hammer.
Yes.
Spunks him on the head with it.
Yeah.
Pack, pack. Captain Marvel flies in from the... Here's my... Can I tell you my big problem? Bucky's shooting a gun. Here's my big problem with these Marvel movies. Oh, yeah. With movies.
Yeah.
All movies?
Yeah, you got Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm.
Dr. America.
You got Captain America.
Yes.
And we still don't got a Lieutenant Dan movie?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, like... He has metal legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a superhero. Forrest Gump says,
you got new legs. And his legs are metal. Give him his own movie. Yeah.
Well, I would like to see more diversity. Why don't we have an Iraq... superhero from Iraq.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
We won't, because J.J. Abrams
says, says no.
Well, I think like Bush put in a policy after 9/11 to not allow superheroes from other countries. And it's like really upsetting because it's like, that guy is a fucking asshole.
Well, how do you explain though, Black Panther?
Well,
he's from Africa.
That's not Iraq though.
That's not Iraq.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's also just a made up country.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's Wakanda. Made up because it's Wakanda.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay, so they kick his ass. They whoop Thanos' ass. But guess what? Still with their strength.
Yeah, go on.
And then he's still too strong and he's able to whoop their asses back. And then
He's also strong. His
strength.
Okay, go on.
Because he's big.
Yeah.
And then Captain America gets all the energy stones onto his hands.
Iron Man
does.
So now he's Dr. Boss.
And now he's Dr. Boss. He snaps, kills Thanos and all the bad guys, and then he dies.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm giving anything away here.
Just let me know
here.
When you get into spoiler territory.
Okay. And then at the end, they go to his funeral where he's dead. And it's all the characters that you love there at the funeral, sad for him. And then... Captain America goes, well, I got to take these stones back in time, and he does. But then there's an old man version of Captain America who goes, guys, hey, what's up? What you been doing? And it turns out he stayed in the past and got to hang out with his girlfriend. He probably got to lose his virginity.
Probably finally fucked.
He finally got that Captain America fuck.
That Captain America juice.
They should have showed that part.
Everybody wanted that.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
You serious? I really wrote.
Well, you forgot about the part you find out Tony Stark likes cheeseburger.
What?
Do you remember what you find out?
No, not Tony Stark.
Oh, his kid likes a cheeseburger.
No, you find out. So the baby likes the cheeseburger.
Right.
But then Jon Favreau's like, you know, Tony Stark liked cheeseburger too.
Oh, that is a really important scene where this Tony Stark's baby daughter, who now has no father, is sad at the funeral. And Jon Favreau goes, you doing okay? You want something to eat? And he goes, she's like, I want a cheeseburger. And he goes, you know your dad like cheeseburger. And she goes, I want one now. And he goes, you stick with me, you can have as many cheeseburgers as you want, kid. And that is really good. And that's the end of the movie, right? Am I missing anything else?
No, that's like pretty much it.
Mr. Rod?
Yeah. You got the time travel snaps.
Yeah. I only did, just a heads up on my review here. This movie went by. This is one of the shortest movies we've ever seen.
Yeah, it was really short.
And
yeah.
You could tell by it because your review of it, it just went by really quick.
So and a lot of like why, I don't know if you noticed that Clay wasn't talking a lot, Carmen, is because... I don't know if you noticed.
I don't know if he would notice because he had his nose down.
Well, he had your notepad, but Clay left in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
Because he went inside to look through the fridge and they mentioned burgers in the movie and Clay had to go get himself a burger.
That gives me an idea. I want to get a freaking burger from my
So he had to go get a mid-movie burger and chow down on it.
Yeah, right. You sure this guy wasn't in the bathroom watching Vice on his phone?
Yeah. Sorry, that's if you could see Clay right now, he looks like a major hipster. Yeah.
This guy's always, every time we go to hang out, he's watching Vice on this phone. Yeah.
I can't get enough of that
he's
crap.
He's watching Vice and listening to an Animal Collective.
Yeah.
Dang.
You're a hipster.
You freaking roasted him.
I'm red as a raspberry right now.
But you like coffee. Like, is going to. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so
got him.
That's the end of that movie.
I bet you go to 7-Eleven and put fucking chips in your ass.
Does anyone have a towel? I got an egg on my face.
Yeah, so that's the end of that movie. And because of that experience, all the stuff I loved in the movie was definitely the characters. The way the scenes played out was really good. And the way the stones were important for how they do all the, you know, like doing all the stuff. So I give that movie a 10 out of 10.
Why?
Yeah.
Because of what I just said,
he gave all the reasons.
I was writing my review. What was the reasons?
Oh, I liked all the fighting stuff. I like how they run around and bounce around. I like how the scenes played out. I like the guys in the movie with their and I like the way that all the guys in the movie were kind
okay.
of
okay.
Okay, sorry. So I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
that's a perfect score for a perfect movie.
What about you, Carmen?
Well, I also give it a 10 out of 10 because like. This movie to me is like watching a dominatrix in action. It's like, oh my God, sex rules, but there's like pain added on it. So it's like, now I don't know how I feel about it, but it's like, ooh, I want to know. And I just think like what they did with Thor and Captain America was like game changer. It almost reminded me of like when they put De Niro and Pacino in Heat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're going to put both of those in the same movie? How is this going to go? And then it, like, worked. And then, like, Val Kilmer was in it, which was, like, the Hulk. Yeah. So I'm like, this is mad star power in this thing. And then, you know, Storm is, like, just, like, destroyed in this one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, she was, like, so funny. Ant-Man was like, obviously Paul Rudd's doing the damn thing. He's like the Pesci of the crew.
Yeah. It's just
like, this is almost like, hey, mafia movies were cool in the 90s. Now it's comic books. And if you got a problem, you sit on your fucking ass and eat some cheese, you son of a bitch. Asshole.
Yeah.
So my whole thing with this is like, if you're going to a Marvel movie, you're going to leave with fucking chunks of shit in your ass. Movies will blow fucking load in that in your pants before you leave. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, my whole thing with like any Marvel movie, it's
Carmen
like
is standing up right now.
they take this universe and they just slap it on some ribs and shove it on your ass, and it feels fucking good. And it feels really fucking good. Like the idea to be like, oh, we're just gonna have stones. Like they could have done spaceships. And they're like, no, let's just actually do stones and call them one time, one reality. If you put that shit on bread, you can serve it in a mall and make $4 million. Yes. And you'll walk away shitting blood out the fucking cock.
Yes.
I'm serious, dude.
And so that's why you rate it what?
A 10 out of 10. This movie is hot sauce.
Yeah. How about you, Rod?
Yeah. You know, they got all my favorite characters up there. I got to give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. What about you, Clay?
You don't know my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay! What type of music should I do for my
This something epic, action-packed with the jazz pop tinge.
You're talking about some boss ass, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. When does this movie take place?
Now.
Now?
It's like 5 years.
What was the other years that were in this movie?
70s.
1970.
2000. 2012, 2014.
2012.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, the
movie?
Yeah.
Oh, this is, I mean, because there's time traveling, so it was like all the way from the 70s till present time.
So all the way.
Yeah, just do 70s till present.
All right. I'm ready.
Plus a little all future. Right.
What do you think, Clay?
Okay, ready? Here's my written review. This is my name's Clay Taylor. This is my written review of the movie Avengers. It took place in 1970, 2010, 2012, 2014, and also took place now. So sit down, listen to my review. Well, first, I wrote three things down, by the way. So first thing, JJ is in the mix in this freaking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ant-Man feeds on turkey sub crumbs.
Yeah.
One more thing in my review. You ready for it, bitch?
Yeah.
Okay, bitch. George Bush was a perfect president, except for that one thing Carmen said about Iraq.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And for that, I give this a fucking 10 out of 10 perfect score.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a really good score.
Yeah.
That's a four ways around. That's 40%.
Yeah. But then I did 10 out of 10.
Well, you're right. So there's an extra 50. 10 on each of those 10s. So that's... I did it. We all did 10 out of 10. Yeah. That's 2 10s. So I gave it 20.
20 each. 20.
Yeah.
It's, so it's 80%.
That's 80%.
That's a B minus.
Yeah.
That's a perfect score for a perfect movie.
Yeah.
What do you guys... Are you guys excited for the next one?
What's it called?
What's it called again?
Yeah.
Avengers, we're back. And this time, we got some more stones.
Oh, they found more stones. Well, then, if the stones are in it, I'm in.
Yeah, I want to see these stones.
Yeah.
Actually, should we take a break?
For what?
I don't know. I feel like we should.
You want to?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, gang, welcome back. Hey, listen, we're having problems with our keyboard, but we figured it out. We unplugged it, and now I move my microphone, and we can get crap like this. So
cool.
What did you do while we were gone?
I pissed.
Cool, dude. Cool story, bro.
That rocks.
What'd you do, Rod?
I just sat here quietly.
Yeah, dude, cool story, bro. Make me a sandwich.
What did you do, Carmen?
Oh, wait, actually, I got to go back, but my friend's going to sit in for me for a second. Oh, yeah, yeah, what's up, Food Truck Nation? Oh, yeah, yeah, my name's Ice Cube.
Whoa, Ice Cube?
Oh, yo, I'm back. Dude, you got to go, bro. You got to go. Dog, you got to get out of here.
Sorry.
Like, he's like, he drives me around and shit.
That's famous Ice Cube?
Yeah, yeah. If you go on Bleacher Report, I interviewed him once.
That's crazy.
We're just hanging out.
All right, so everybody, make sure to go see that on Bleacher Report, and also make sure to go to the show on the 17th. So, May Carmen, 17th. You're an expert not only in comedy, clearly, and interviewing Ice Cube, and you're friends with Ice Cube. You're also an expert in comic books.
That is correct.
Stuff.
I've been a fan of comic books probably since I was like 2 or 3, and my dad gave me one for my birthday, and it was
your actually, birthday? Second?
What was that?
Your second birthday?
Yeah, it was like I was 2 or 3, and he gave me the Spawn number one.
Dang.
And
did you read
Dang.
It?
Well, I couldn't read then, but I liked it, so I just drew it exactly how it was, and then my parents kind of just like, they like put me in these rooms with just crayons, and I just like started creating my own superheroes. And what happened was I was actually creating like superheroes that exist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spider-Man, plagiarizing. Batman. Yeah. Well, no, because I didn't know that, you know, I was young.
He only knew Spawn.
I only knew Spawn.
So your favorite
and
hero.
Boof. Do you guys know Boof?
Tell us about Boof.
Who's Boof?
Boof looks like Tarzan, but 7 and cute.
What?
Yeah.
His name's Boof.
And
he's 7 like them.
Does he play with monkeys?
I don't know. I haven't read them in a while.
You don't know
but
Boof plays
with I'm a huge Marvel DC guy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are like, what's better, Marvel DC? I'm going to go Marvel, but DC do have the better planets.
Like what? What are some of the planets? Because I know there's Earth, but like, what else is there?
The planets that are cool in the DC universe are Neckerton. And I think that one is dope because it's like, Neckerton is always in constant war with Scooby-Dooby. And, a lot of the fucking comic book guys that are like DC guys are like, well, we like I like DC for the planet, but the DC, like the true DC dudes, they like the clothes.
Have like the more classic clothes are in DC more than Marvel, like because Marvel has like high tech clothes, but DC's clothes like are timeless, right?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
DC got all the throwbacks. So like Marvel holds it down with like diversity, and that's important, but DC got the clothes. Yeah. And the jewelry.
And
they
got
the cool jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the like the Green Lantern.
But in Marvel, that's true. You got the Green Lantern ring. But in Marvel, you got the stones, though. Infinity stones.
Yeah,
They had the time stone, reality stone. They got strength stone and speed stone. And they have jumping stone.
Sure. Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. I fuck with DC and Marvel.
Yeah.
But DC, the thing that DC does that like Marvel just never captured was they brought voices of different ages.
Like who?
Like 7-year-olds, 40-year-olds. Like you got different superheroes of different ages. You got the Green Lantern.
How old is he?
He's younger. He's like, you know.
He's like 7 or?
he's like younger. And then the then they got the old dudes, like the bald headed dude from X-Men. I'm blanking.
Professor Xavier?
Professor Xavier. Yeah. They got old dudes too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people make fun of, like, in the DC world, they try to make, they try to compete with Marvel by making the Justice League movie.
Right. And with and, Will Smith.
And yeah, and it wasn't very good. So, like, what do you think about that?
I think Justice League was good.
Yeah. Why? What made you like it?
Ooh, because of the bats. They had, like, nasty little, like, Robbie Margot was in it. And she was nasty. Yeah. She was that punk. She was
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, right, right, right. I was blanking because I, like,
You're just thinking about those nasty bats.
And I got, like, I got super smoked out with my dad and sister before they dropped me off. But, like, I think that Justice League was dope because they got, listen, like, when they fought, it was like some, you knew somebody was dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro.
I can tell that you really like this crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you seen Justice League, Clay?
No. Which one is that?
It's with all Will the Smith. All the heroes.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Oh, is that the one where the that crazy lady, she goes, ah, I'm crazy. She's like Andy Kaufman crazy.
I think I'm not sure, Raj.
She has like the little thing where she's like all sexy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Harley
well,
Quinn.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
nasty.
Yeah.
She's nasty, yeah. 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 So what, like, all right, so you like the books. Mm-hmm. You have since you're a kid when you got spawned, and then you started drawing all the heroes, and then those heroes were turned out to be other heroes, and your parents put you in rooms with crayons.
Right, right, right.
And then you started reading all the books.
Then I started reading all the books, and I was like, oh.
What age is this?
Like 9 or 10.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, wait. They got to do a movie with this.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. And so here we are in 2019, and they've done probably 100.
Yeah, they've done so many now. Right.
And so...
So you invented it.
Number one, that was like, you're the guy who came up with that as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow. But like, I didn't have the money or the means. Yeah. But luckily, my dad was friends with Ben Affleck's and Ben Stiller's father.
Yeah.
And they...
Jerry Stiller?
Yeah,
and they had direct they had direct connects to J.J. Abrams and all of them.
And J.J. knows, like, he has all that camera shit.
He's got everything.
So he had all the cameras. He had the studio.
Right. So basically, I'm just like 9, 10-year-old, just boom, 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 funneling ideas, funneling ideas. And they're just
and what were your ideas
back.
Like? Yo, Spider-Man is a great comic book. Do the movie of him.
Basically, yeah.
And you were just kind of going through the
like,
Rolodex.
Well, they were like, we didn't see it as a movie. We saw it as a comic. And I was like, no, no, no. If you film it, like, people will see it too, because like books were dying, and I told them that, because I was like, this is the ADD generation growing up. We need the movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you grew up you were, what year were you born? 1990,
I think. 2003.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You think okay, so yeah, so like, but now comic books movies are blowing up,
right?
And you are a comic book expert, but like, do you kind of see how there's been a shift in the film industry where everything has to be like Superman. Something else before it is a movie? It has to be a book or a comic book or a cartoon.
Right. And everybody got that from The Hobbit.
Yeah.
That was kind of the blueprint. The Hobbit is like kind of like what Dre did with The Chronic.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Hobbit is that to comic books.
And it sort of rhymes too. The Hobbit. The Chronic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So.
Hobbit Chronic?
Yeah, and Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and Gromit.
There's
Hobbit,
Hobbit Wallace and Gromit, Chronic. What else?
There's a bug. Stomp it.
Sonic.
There's Sonic. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So,
Rod, can you plug me in?
To plug you into?
Yeah, I need some music to score this.
Okay. So, all right. So, all these movies are coming out.
Right. Right.
Comic book movies, left and right. Right. Are you? Did you have a deal in place at all?
Well, Sony wanted most of the money because I was signed by Sony, and they gave me a couple. They had back then it was called nickel sharebacks. And basically what you did is you signed on for a nickel shareback and you get 5% of all the gross earnings.
Wait, I'm not sure what is a nickel shareback. Are you explaining it right now?
Yeah, he's telling us right now. Oh, sorry. 5% of all the earnings.
It's 5% of all earnings.
Yeah.
And so I signed on for a nickel share back on all these films.
Okay.
So basically, I'm getting 5% of profits off of every single J.J. Abrams flick that you see.
Yeah. So you're doing well, you'd say.
That's like...
I mean, I'm doing all right. You know, I don't got the J.J. Abrams money. He got the 95% share.
He gets 90 and you get the other 5?
It's split two ways.
How do they make the movies?
So yeah, where... And also, what is Nick Lachey back?
Nick Lachey back. That's just the...
A Nick Lachey... It's like...
What? What? A nickel share back is a nickel is 5 cents. So it's 5%.
A nickel share back. I thought you were saying like Nick, a person's name, and then his last name is Lachey.
Oh, like Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees?
Yeah, yeah.
How the hell did Jessica Simpson not know what Chicken by the Sea was?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's freaking wild.
That's an epic moment in television.
Yeah, let's bring that back.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that probably wouldn't even be believable in a comic book. Right. Am I right?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I think if Tony Stark did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So you get 5% of every comic book movie that has ever come out.
Correct.
All right. And you have since you were a kid.
Since I was 9, or 10.
Yeah. And have you, like, did you have some sort of situation set up to where your parents didn't steal the money from you, like Macaulay Culkin's?
My dad is on some Britney Spears shit. Britney Spears' dad shit, where he's like trying to get me locked up and like
for what? Why?
Just because I'm like big and a dope. Like I fuck around with like heavy shit,
like hard drugs.
Yeah,
like what are we like nicotine. Oh, really? Nicotine?
You got a Joel pod?
Yeah, Joel pods.
You like that crap?
Yeah, I like fucking really hard.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
My dad. You know, and don't get me wrong, I'll get my nephews and nieces stuff, but I try not to share my money with my parents because they didn't really do much for me.
Yeah.
What's the favorite present you've ever gotten?
Probably.
Definitely George Bush.
What actually, did you ask? Did you,
like
you saw
like a present, like a toy? Oh,
this is actually from JJ. Is he gave me one of the stones from the movie after they were done filming. He gave me the time stone.
Dang.
And I just have it sitting next to some of my Emmys.
Have you ever gotten really baked or drunk and decided to try to actually to see if it really works?
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
No.
Never, dude. I can't. Like,
you're too scared.
I'm too scared. Like. A lot of people think that like wrestling is like fake, but it's also real, and it's the same with comic book shit.
Why?
Why?
Well, just because like the stones, like they work, dude.
Oh, so you don't even want to fuck with it because it could really alter
time.
Time, yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
Like they like auditioning for Thor, like they just like just. They got dudes out of jail that like had superpowers, and they're like, okay. Like this dude is like basically like he
wait
is
so
an alien.
So they, you're saying they got real superhero people. Guys who had actual powers, but and they made them audition what? And they said you can come out of jail.
You can come out of jail. You can use your alien powers now for the movie, but when the movie's over, you have to not use them.
Oh wow! And so does Chris Hemsworth, the guy who plays Thor. Mm-hmm. Does he have actual powers? Is he just an actor?
No, he's from like he was in jail.
Oh,
what and they were like he killed 40 kids.
What?
Huh?
But he had the best powers,
in,
I guess.
In the Netherlands, yeah, he was like
wow.
He like I guess he was at like a soccer game and he was like not getting the attention he wanted.
So he killed all the kids.
Yeah, they were like,
did it work?
Yeah,
because he went to jail and now he's Thor.
Yeah, he got in the movie.
So does he have to go back to jail when he's not filming these movies?
No, because like he's talented.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
He's actually really funny.
Yeah, he is funny, and he does have the exact like powers as Thor.
Mm-hmm. What's mm-hmm. What's that? Those powers?
He has a hammer,
lightning,
and has lightning,
mm-hmm. and beautiful eyes.
Yeah,
handsome. And a dynamite smile.
Yeah,
and
he's big. Skin.
Does he have nice abs?
His skin is actually very chiseled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's big.
You like to get him all wet, take pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what most of the movies are about.
Wait, who's he getting wet?
He's getting wet.
People getting him wet, they're taking pictures.
And he's a bed wetter.
He's a bedwetter.
He's a bedwetter, which is another reason they had to get him out of jail, which is actually a loophole that a lot of people don't know, that is if you just wet the bed all the time when you go to jail, they'll be like, oh, this guy's gross. Get him out of here.
He was ruining all the mattresses.
Or if you're like really annoying, those jail guys won't want you in there anymore.
Like, this guy just fucking sucks.
Yeah, they'll let you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a thing that a lot of people actually don't know about.
Or if you get bad, like,
yeah, you fart a lot.
Yeah.
You got bad gas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if you're always burping.
Yeah, OJ was burping in the trials, and they were like, well, let's not even get him in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in jail, and I just, I just smudged shit all over my body. Like, every time I took a shit, I would just smudge shit all over my body, and at first they would just beat me with the billy club, and then they were like, get this guy out of here.
And it worked.
Yeah.
How long were you in?
Like 7 or 8 years.
Oh, so you, it took a long time.
That's a lot of poop.
What, so did you get that every day?
What was that?
The poop?
You did it every day?
Mm-hmm.
And man, what'd you go in for?
I killed Osama bin Laden.
Murder is murder.
It was just murder.
But wait, why'd you get in trouble? Because he's bad.
Well, because they, like, it was like a whole thing. Like, it was before. It was.
Did you snaked in before SEAL Team 6?
Yeah. I got in there before him, and I blew the cover.
Yeah.
And they were just like bummed. They were like, that was our job, and like, you weren't authorized to even be in Afghanistan, let alone going into his compound.
And so you got in
but
there.
I was actually just selling weed to him, and we got into a big scuffle because he was like trying to, he hadn't paid me for like 2 months, so I killed his ass.
That's a lot of money.
Damn. Yeah. So you just straight up popped his skull.
Yeah, I blasted him, dude.
Damn, good for you. So, and then they're pissed. They lock you up.
Yeah, yeah.
But so were you, so, and then you're shitting and covering yourself in it. So 7 years later, you just got out like pretty recently.
Yeah, I got out like 3 days ago.
Oh, man. Welcome back. And then we went and saw the movie and then, okay.
Yeah, you set up your show, the Lyric Hyperion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's another reason y'all gotta go, because he just got out of jail. He spent the last 7 or 8 years covering himself in shit. He covered himself in shit every day.
Yeah, he got out of jail,
saw Avengers, did our podcast, and now he's doing his show. So you gotta go.
Also got lost on the way back from the bathroom.
Yeah, you tell that story again.
Sure. Well, Whit was going, we took a break and Whit was going to the restroom, and I was like, you know what, I'll go too. And we go, he gets done before I am, he's back here. And then the ladies before the podcast were like standing by the elevator, and I was like, hey, where's it at? And they're like, right there. And they weren't really like pointing, they're like, right there. And I was like, right here? No, they're like, right there. And so then I walked all the way downstairs and realized that I was in the lobby.
What?
Took the elevator back up to the fourth floor and tried a bunch of doors, and here I am.
So what was it? Because we didn't come up any stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what made you want to go down the stairs?
I just couldn't remember.
Maybe the poop went into your brain.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe something that poop you're rubbing on yourself might have affected your brain.
I would be lying if I sat here and pretended to be perfect just because I get kickbacks.
Yeah.
You get kickbacks?
Well, because the 5% of the superhero movies.
Nickel kickbacks.
Oh, yeah.
JJ gets 95.
Yeah. Nickel share back.
Well, you know Nick Lachey?
Yeah.
That's 98%.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Hey, so.
What?
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You're 5 years old, you get the spawn, you get the idea, hey, let me turn...
That's when he's nine.
He's nine, he wants to turn...
he invents comic book movies.
Comic book movies, he gets 5%, started selling weed, killed... then you're a dealer for Osama bin Laden.
Right.
And then y'all got into scuffle.
And also, while this whole thing's going on, I'm going to college, so...
And he's also going to see us perform and giving us our break as podcast host.
He starts the Forever Dog Podcast Network. Where'd
you
go to?
You went to college while you were in jail?
Yeah, University of Iowa.
How?
Big 10.
How'd you get in there?
I applied.
And they let your stinky ass in?
Yeah.
And you were covered in poop a lot of the time?
Damn Skippy.
So you were covering yourself in poop.
Getting whooped up.
And they were letting you leave jail.
Well, they were like, if you promise to come back at night, you can go get your education.
Yeah, if you're going to school, bettering yourself.
Yeah, right. I was studying.
What was your major?
Philosophy and dynamics.
Okay.
And he was born in 2003.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean,
you've done a lot. Well, right.
No wonder you were selling to Osama. You don't even remember 9/11. You weren't around.
Right.
Yeah, did you know about 9/11? Or did you just kill him because you were upset?
No, I was mostly mad that he wasn't, like, paying me for weed. He was, like, stiffing me.
And so you're like, this isn't how this is supposed to go down, and you popped his skull.
Yeah, I popped his skull, stole his Cheetos.
And then how long after that did SEAL Team 6 barge in?
They barged in, like, immediately after. They were, like, they super were so bummed.
Did they have words with you?
They were like, why? This was, like, our one thing. They were like, this was our thing.
Like, so they had like a really, they're like, they're they had like, a bad attitude.
They were not cool. They're like, this is they're our thing.
Definitely not cool.
They're like, you have forever, dog. Let us have one thing.
And did they, were they aware of your deal with comic book movies?
They knew about like the nickel kickbacks and like that I was like doing well financially because I had actually drove a Maserati.
Yeah. To Simon's house. So you didn't even need the weed money.
It's not that I needed the weed money. It was like principal. Like, yeah, you don't disrespect a drug dealer.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You could do a lot of stuff in life, but that, you just can't do that.
Right.
That is fucked up.
Yeah.
What's the most fucked up thing that ever happened to you?
I whooped your ass.
Yeah. What's the most fucked up thing ever happened to me?
Yeah, whoop your ass when you're sleeping.
That's crazy. You do that when he's asleep?
Yeah, I've done it multiple times.
Every time I wake up, I have a 5-inch lump on my head.
It's sprouted through your hair.
It sprouted through my head, and then next to me is a rubber mallet.
Yeah, and you have to push the lump back into your head.
I say, where did I get this Acme rubber mallet? And then I put the bump in my head.
Well, you guys start sleeping next to that mallet.
Is that why you're whooping my ass?
Well, I whoop your ass because I see the mallet next to your bed, and I pick that crap up and I bonk you with it.
Yeah, anytime you see a mallet, you're gonna bonk somebody with
and
it.
Also, to get bonked.
I go to sleep with a really annoying smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pissing me off. All right, so Carmen, just to wrap things up.
Sure.
All right, so you were born in 2003. Mm-hmm. We've already gone over your whole life, but you're out of jail now. You have your big show. You don't have to cover yourself in poop anymore.
Right.
Is there anything in the future that you really are excited about?
Yeah, I think like just going forward, like I'm just like a huge, huge like. I'm like a just like going like to church and like I'm an altar boy at church and I'm just like really about donating to the church and like just like making sure that people read the Bible and like I'm just trying to turn the Catholic Church around. I think it's had about a lot of bad press for a lot of the fucked up shit they did that I don't agree with, but I'm trying to get it back to how it was in like the AD year, like BC years before all the sick stuff happened
before Christ.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Well, that's cool. That's a really cool mission.
That's a noble goal.
And I think you've had a really interesting life, and I think that's probably a good place to end.
So, this is what we learned. We need to take Christ out of the church.
No.
That's BC, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we gotta take Christ out of it.
Don't quote me on that one.
What else?
And
that Carmen has a show on May 17th.
We have a show, too.
Oh, yeah. We have a show on Friday.
That's tomorrow. Friday.
That's tomorrow.
You guys got
it. Oh, yeah. We have a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is for also Friday.
Yeah. Also, I did a sneaky little thing, and I did a thing on my on the Instagram stories. Y'all go watch that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, go watch a special treat that you'll only get for a little second. Yeah.
What's your Insta?
It's I forgot. I already forgot it.
American
Arts and Culture Review. That's it.
Yeah. American Art. Go to American Arts and Culture Review.
And go to the stories.
Follow this, some crap. And then
follow, subscribe.
You will see a special little treat that you won't believe. I swear this will be something that you'll be like,
figure out the mystery.
Yeah.
I just followed. You'll know it's me because you'll see that Carmen, yes, Carmen followed you.
Okay. Yeah. Follow Carmen, yes, Carmen. Go to his show. Go to our show. You're cool. Everybody's nice and great. And I think that's the end of the podcast. Right, Clay?
That's right today!
Hit it. All right, there's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas.
What?
And that was Clay Tatum. That was Carmen Christopher. That was Rodney Barry.
Thanks, guys.
At this podcast, we like to have fun. Why? Because fun is cool. So make sure to be yourself, have a cool time, rate and review us, and be all the best you can be. And do all the cool stuff for the freedom of your family. Hit it, Clay.
Okay, baby!
Thanks, guys.
Clay, you gotta finish your whole song.
Okay.
still have kind of a lot to go. Oh, there it is.
No, I still got a little more.
I'm going to run to the back.
Okay.
Wit is sick.
Yeah.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.